WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Burn it down!
We are on the road to SummerSlam. This is our post show presents only by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gamers, not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use carry code Rockstar, Lindsay, and order the 49 shop. It's hashtag Epic Partners. As they say, it is all official. Night of Champions has come and gone. SummerSlam is upcoming. I am Soraka, and that's Lindsay Ward.
And we hit the road running tonight. They wasted no time.
They really did set the stage, didn't they?
I mean, they did. They were just like, you know, okay, yeah, we're not even gonna let it breathe. We're just gonna go ahead and punt it and see how this all goes. And I'm not mad at it at all for what they did tonight.
No, before
because they came in hot.
They did come in hot, but a couple of things before we get into the big stories of the show. I kind of like and dig the video they did with Lyra, where she explained her actions, and she's a little whacked out of her mind, it seems.
Must be contagious. Bailey rubbed off on her a little bit more than she probably should have, but that's fine. But it was good. I like how, where they're taking it.
Yeah, they did a good job with it, with the makeup and everything. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone tried to get uncursed.
And it didn't work.
No, it didn't. So what happened was JD and say hear fireworks going off outside. pre-4th of July fireworks, I guess, on a Monday. What happened was Dominic and JD stole the jersey, the Knicks jersey of Danhausen's. Then Liv tried to make it clear that, you know, you stole this and did this to us, and she wants to be basically uncursed. Danhausen's like, oh yeah, I did that. Right. I did that. And then it was JD and
Dom.
JD and Chad Gable had a match. That's what
That's right.
And then Danhausen came out during the end, put the briefcase full of money down there. It allowed Chad Gable to pick up the window for JD McDonough with the distraction as Dom chased after Danhausen. Danhausen afterwards came back to the ring, celebrated. He was happy. He got chased off by Dom, who came back out. Because Danhausen grabbed the jersey back with when they opened up the briefcase. It exploded in their face. He gets the jersey. He starts going to the back. He's celebrating. Raquel knocks him down, takes the jersey, gets like, hi guys, I got the jersey. I thought that was good.
It was stupidity at its finest, and I loved it.
Raquel also beat Maxine Dupree for a shot at the Intercontinental Championship.
She did.
She looked impressive, too.
She did look impressive. It's also worth noting that Chad Gable is still trying to make up to Maxine Dupree.
Yeah, last week Maxine kind of told him off. He's like, okay. And we'll see what happens there. Because Austin Theory was trying to comfort her afterwards, and that didn't seem to work. She's very unsure of who she is right now.
She's finding her way, and girl, do not find your way with Austin Theory. He's a bad, bad dude.
Lamance, I think it's all going to lead to MSG and Danhausen versus Dom. That's how the thing with the jersey will probably end. That's Saturday night's main event. That's kind of where I see it all going. Also, hopefully Chad's not hurt.
Yeah, hopefully not, but we'll see. Like, that would suck for him because they've just started, like, pushing him again. And for him to get hurt, it's like, oh, no, man, no.
Because he was grabbing the back of his leg.
Yeah,
he was, if you watched him afterwards, he was grabbing onto the back of his leg. Maybe he was just selling it, but I think he
could have been a cramp.
He may have tweaked it, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal as he was still able to walk on it. But he was grabbing the back of his leg a lot towards the end and as he was leaving the ring. So that happened. Let's see. I'm trying to tie everything together. Oh, yeah, Raquel. So Raquel wants to win the shot at the Intercontinental Championship. And she's going to get it at some point against Sol Ruka. Io Sky came to the ring. She's already declared that she wants Liv Morgan at SummerSlam. She beat her at Night of Champions and she'll beat her again at SummerSlam, become the next Women's World Champion. Liv came out. She said, "You didn't win a fair fight. You didn't win fair and square. I was cursed by Danhausen." She said, "You've pissed me off, and you know." But the last person did that was Stephanie Vaquer. We haven't seen her in forever. She also brought up Rhea Ripley, and Rhea hasn't been the same since she faced her. She said she would win that SummerSlam and remain the greatest women champion of all time. And then she said Io's in a lot of trouble as Raquel and Roxanne attacked. Io took advantage, got the advantage for a bit. But there was a little bit of distraction by Raquel. Liv was able to take advantage, took her down, and they left. Io Sky laying after they sold Liv's new submission finisher, the single leg Boston Crab.
Can we just... Liv, honey, you gotta pull harder. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the way that they're shooting that, but I was thinking this yesterday or day before yesterday when we were watching the PLE. And she hit that. It's like, is she just giving the hamstring or the quad a really good stretch? Is that what she's doing? Because that's all it looks like she's doing. Like, it doesn't look like, you know, she's not contorting it, or it doesn't look like she's contorting it in any severe way that it would cause somebody to immediately tap out, you know? Like, I think she did a little bit better with it tonight, but it's like, it was way more flexible than that girl. I know that. I've watched Rhea Ripley bend Io Sky like a freaking pretzel. So I know what Io can do. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't like the submission. I don't think she puts it on well. It doesn't look vicious. It doesn't look like it hurts. It just, especially when they shoot it from the side, it looks like she's just giving somebody a stretch.
I mean, fair, but weak fit submission holds get you very far in wrestling. You can always become a never seen 17 with weak looking submission finishes.
Like, for a second, it's like, what is she doing? Like, what is it? Is she trying to do like some bastardized version of the sharpshooter? Like, what is she doing? Yes, I know that, like, you can get through wrestling with a crappy submission. John Cena did it with the crossface, and he never put it on right once. Actually, no, I think he did actually do it right once, just out of spite, but like every other time he didn't do it. So like, I get that. It's just, it's when, especially in this context where you have Io start tapping immediately after Liv puts on the submission, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, come on. Especially after putting on a pretty impressive show in Queen of the Ring on Saturday night. Like, it's okay. But like, in terms of the segment, it was good, but I'm going to agree with what Brent said in our chat, which is it's one note Liv. It's same excuses, same beatdown, same everything. And there wasn't really any variation or difference beyond the submission hold, and the submission hold wasn't really worth anything of note to make a difference in this. Like, it was fine, it was good, it was serviceable, it set up the match. Like, it's going to be Io Sky versus Liv Morgan for the championship at SummerSlam, so yay, great. Io looked like a disco ball, she's adorable, I loved her outfit. She looks cute with her crown. But yeah, like, in terms of the promo, like, the only thing was, like, there was something weird going on with Liv's eyes, I feel like. And it wasn't acting. I don't know why. I don't know what's whether she just was, like, super tired because she looks super tired at, like, the PLE. Because obviously they have been traveling across the world, so of course she's going to look tired. But, like, I don't know. There was something going on with her eyes tonight that was just strange. But I think I'm kind of with LeMans that it's like, it's been the MO for the Judgment Day for forever, which is why the group is tiring. Yeah, I think so. Like, it's time for a change. It's time for a rest. I think you need to live on from the group. I think you need to move the group on in general, because at this stage, they don't have a purpose beyond just being assholes. And that's been there, done that for years now. It's kind of like the Vision. The Vision is visionless right now. They don't really have a point or a purpose or a path because reasons, because everybody got hurt and they've lost their place and they're trying to find their way back and they're trying to figure it out. But like, they can't really do any, or not, I shouldn't say they can't do anything. They can't do much with the Vision. So they're sort of just like listless and don't have any real like power behind them right now. Judgment Day is exactly the same way. They're just sort of at this point, the main faction on Raw, and really what is holding that faction together is Liv. And that's it. Like, if you took her out, I don't know what the others would do. I really, really, really don't. Because Dom and JD are just the buddy, like, buddy cop, buddy, you know, duo at this point, who are just getting up to shenanigans. You have Roxanne and Raquel, who are kind of doing their own thing together. And then you have Liv, and it's like Liv could easily stand on her own. But I don't know. Like, it was fine. It worked. It wasn't as exciting as some other things that happened on the show, but it worked.
Rey Mysterio beat Ethan Page. Solid match.
Mm-hmm. Super solid.
Joe Henry came to the ring. He celebrated with a musical performance. He brought out the tag champs, Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. They thanked everybody. They thanked Seth Rollins. They thanked the people. They thanked Joe Henry. Austin Theory came out. During the song, Joe Henry brought up John Cena. Then Theory mentioned he beat John Cena at WrestleMania. And said next week there will be a World Tag Team title rematch. They questioned whether the dog would be, you know, there. He said the dog would be. But it led to Joe Henry, Austin Theory one-on-one. Joe Hendry got the win.
Austin Theory kind of be looking a little like grubby tonight. I don't know. He just kind of look. I don't know like what was going on with him. I don't know whether it was like he's just too tan or he's just, there's just a lot going on, but he looked a little grubby tonight. Wasn't a super big fan of it. But like, the match was fine. The Hendry stuff was good, with especially with the Street Profits. It was really funny. The musical performance was really good. And then you have like Theory just kind of coming out and being like, oh, you're making a mockery of this. Da-da-da-da-da. It's like, oh, just go sit down. Just go sit down. What are you going to do? I'm sorry to say that, but like, seriously, dude, what are you going to do? You're on your own. You have no, it's 3-on-1, and the strongest version of your three isn't there. So like, seriously, what are you thinking is going to happen here?
Well, exactly what you thought would happen. He lost.
He got his ass whooped. Yeah, I know. But yep. Still, it's like, what is your plan, sir? I need to understand. Not to mention Paul Heyman just dismissed it. Yeah. Paul Heyman was like, I got bigger things to worry about than you.
Which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah.
Jimmy Uso beat LA Knight. Distraction from Jey Uso. After the match was the big thing. Solo Sikoa saved LA Knight. Yeah.
So Bloodline A and Bloodline B are apparently fighting.
Well, there is no more blood. There is no Bloodline B. The MFTs are no more, as the Tongans left.
I don't know.
The Tongans,
I don't know what
left.
Else to call them.
No, it's only Solo. That's my point. The Tongans left Solo on SmackDown, so Solo is now
Solo.
So he's looking he's looking for a friend, and he's his friend. He wants to be is LA Knight.
Yeah.
So he's doing everything he can to help his
friend.
So we'll see how that plays off. Because LA Knight wants nothing to do with it, but you never know what could happen. Meaning it could end up being the Usos versus Solo and LA Knight at some point. Maybe at Saturday Night's main event.
Who knows?
Now that Adam Pearce is the general manager of both Raw and SmackDown for the foreseeable future. Because Nick Aldis was sent home for his interaction with Gunther after the show on Saturday.
I mean, fair. But now, oh, poor Adam Pearce. Now he's going to have two very bad days a week instead of just the one. That poor man. He doesn't deserve this.
So Monday Night Raw opened up with the King, Oba Femi. Fans were loud, but they needed to be louder. A reaction fit for a king, and they got louder. He said he made Jey Uso a believer and then said, ladies and gentlemen, a choice has to be made. And before he could make his choice, Brock Lesnar comes to the ring. He apologized. He hasn't watched the show. He never watches the show. That's why he has Mr. Heyman. Talks about how he once won King of the Ring. He said that Heyman told him that when he's not there, you called me a coward and a bitch. And you all in the back, Lesnar was like, he cuts a good promo. Cuts a great promo. And he also said, you also cut a great promo, according to Mr. Heyman. Which I could never do, which is why I have Mr. Heyman. But he tells Oba, you know what they say, talk shit, get hit. And then Lesnar kicked Oba Femi in the balls and dropped him with an F5. Lesnar and Heyman leave, and Heyman's like, that was a great promo, sir. That was a great promo.
Sell it, Paul. Sell it.
Oba gets up, grabs the microphone, says, this is what you do, Brock. Oba said, Lesnar shows up, you F5, and you leave. You accuse me of calling you names when you're not around, but I also do it when I do it right to your face. And he called Brock Lesnar a bitch. Oba said they could finish it once and for all with a match at SummerSlam. Brock accepted, but he would one-up Oba. SummerSlam, Minneapolis, Hell in a Cell. Pretty good.
No retirement on the line, which is curious, but very good promo, very good interaction. And then we get a follow-up backstage between Oba and Adam, where Adam Pearce is like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Are you yielding your championship opportunity? And they never really quite clarified that outside of the announcers, where they're like, I guess for now he's foregoing it, but like Oba's just like, make it happen, basically, where he's like, I want Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, Hell in a Cell, just do the thing, book the match, whatever you got to do, basically you do you. But yeah, like this was a good interaction, especially since I think we were all expecting Brock to sort of like start shit at Night of Champions, and it didn't happen. Thankfully, like they let Oba do the thing without any interference, which they should have, right? Like they should have let Oba do the thing and it all go off without a hitch. And he's just like, yay, I'm King of the Ring. Woo! And then, you know, Brock shows up later and is like, oh, hey, sup? You want to wrestle? You want to do a thing? You want to get in a fight? Because we can do that. We can absolutely do that. So yeah, this was all really good. Very much enjoyed this. Thought it was fun. What I am curious to see, because we've been talking a lot about it on the network, Brent and Rock have brought it up a lot on WTR, which is the double duty. And are we going to have Oba go against Brock in Hell in a Cell night one? And then he potentially challenges night two. Although we have a challenger for Roman.
We do.
We got to talk about that. But, you know, Oba could go for the new SmackDown champion, one Sami Zayn, if he really wanted to. But we'll see what happens there. But what were your thoughts on it?
So Oba basically said it backstage. It's championship, he can wait for his championship. They're always there. He's got to settle this with Brock Lesnar. So it's not Sammy and Brock at Saturday Night's Main Event. The title doesn't need, the way they set it up, it's going to be Oba, Brock, Hell in a Cell. You're going to get another title match for Raw and SmackDown. That's the way it is. I liked how they did this. I like that it's going to be Hell in a Cell. We'll just wait on the opportunity for Oba, and I think that's been the long-term plan. So, Brock's not... I've said this many times, and I'm going to reiterate it again. They don't make money for Saturday Night's Main Event like they did 2 years ago. They don't have Brock money to put him on that show. He's not going to be there. He's not going to work that show. He's going to work SummerSlam. Brock hasn't wrestled on the Raw or SmackDown since what? He beat Kofi. I think that's his last time. And because that was a big deal for Fox, that's it. Brock's not working TV. Brock doesn't need a title. Brock's not coming around for a title. Oh, but Brock doesn't need a title. So Sammy's going to probably lose the belt back to Cody. But that's a different story for a different day.
But honestly, I think if you give Cody a nice break for a while, or even like a month, like, I don't know, like... I go back, we can talk about this more on Thursday, but like, don't give it back to Cody right away. Maybe have it float for a minute. Have it bounce from person to person until Cody can get it back. Like, have it be an elusive thing for Cody just to make him chase it. Like, actually chase it. Not like what he's been doing, because it's like, once he won it, it's like he'll lose it. He loses it for a little bit and then he gets it right back, you know? Which is, you know, of course, what you expect because he's QB1, but like, make him actually like have to chase for it. Make him actually have to work for it, as opposed to him just like going away, coming back in the first title match back, essentially he gets it back. Like, you have, like, to LeMans's point, you have the runway right now to do something like that, because you're going into the back half of the year And while it is important, it's not as important as the front half of the year. So you have more flexibility to move things around and do some more experimental things before you really have to start setting up like Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, which they'll do in November and December, is they'll start with Rumble and then they'll begin to set up Mania in January of next year. So you have essentially from SummerSlam or even really right now up until really December to do what you want. So why not do some just weird fun shit with it, you know?
I don't disagree, but it's going to be back on Cody at some point soon. Whether we like it or not.
That's what I said to that. Nyeh.
So Opa Femi's not going to SmackDown to fight Sammy or Cody or whoever. And he's not going to SummerSlam to fight Roman Reigns. But your tribal chief needs an opponent.
As he does.
Also, by the way, the Usos and Jacob are headed to SmackDown this Friday to deal with Solo, which is probably happening right
now.
Right this second.
Because they're taping SmackDown right now.
They're taping it right now. But Roman Reigns and Jacob about to come to the ring. Fans go loud for Roman. He gets acknowledged. Super loud ovation. And then Seth Rollins comes to the ring. Loud ovation for Seth Rollins. Fans are loud. He goes, "Hello, my brother. We've been tied together for 14 years, all the way back to the Shield. But that world championship, that belongs to me, and it's time to collect." Reigns said, "Rollins, you're in the back of the line." He said, "Rollins, you haven't done anything to earn a shot at the Tribal Chief." And Rollins said, "Reigns could play this game with the rest of the locker room, but with me and you, I'm always at the front of the line." He also said he owns Roman. He brought up Hal at WrestleMania 41. He pinned him and took his wise man. WrestleMania 40, he sacrificed himself to end your reign of terror. Goes back to WrestleMania 31, where I cashed in and one of the greatest cash-ins of all time at WrestleMania. Goes back to the day I put the Shield chair to your back and ended the Shield. Rollins said he wasn't there to ask Roman for anything, but he's there to give him something that no one else in the world can give him. "I'm giving you a chance to do something you never have done. Beat me." And Rollins like, "This is the last chance we could do this. We're closer to the end than we are to the beginning of our career. We came in, there's a new generation coming up, and this may be the last chance to dance. 14 years ago, we came in. We created this brand new generation." Rollins said, "Roman Reigns will go down one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest. And maybe, guess what? Maybe if you get your own Hall of Fame, I'll be the one to induct you. But if you don't accept my challenge, then you may never escape the ghost of Seth Rollins. What do you say, brother, for old time's sake?" Reigns said, it's been a long time since he's heard any truth come out of your mouth, little brother. But you were right in this case. Roman said he doesn't want to beat Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. He needs to beat him. He needs to see his entire family to see him beat Seth Rollins. And that's exactly what he'll do at SummerSlam. "I accept, brother." Good stuff.
Really good stuff. Honestly, it was a little depressing. They're like, "We've been here 14 years. This could be the last time." It's like, oh God, don't say that. Don't say that. Way to make us feel all old and stuff. Damn. But like, I like how they did this. I like how they set this up. I like, you know, always how they acknowledge the past. Talk about the past and all the encounters and all the history and everything else that these two have, because there's a lot of history there. And it was kind of a nice teaser of this could be the last time. This could be the last dance, right? Because, you know, we don't know how much longer Roman's going to be around, because Roman has ambitions to move on and go to Hollywood and do other things. And so he may not be around for that much longer. And we, you know, while Seth seems perfectly happy now, Seth could get hurt at any point, unfortunately, knock wood that he doesn't. And that can be it, right? Or Seth himself could be like, you know, "I'm good. I've done everything I want to do. I'm going to walk away." And so like, I like how they set this up and did all of this. It was very well executed, very well done. Good promo, especially with Seth in the more serious version of himself.
He wasn't over the top. He was direct and serious, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good Raw.
Great Raw. They just, like we said at the top, they just hit the gas pedal and they just set stuff up and it's like, okay, here we go. Let's do the thing.
Three matches now official for SummerSlam. Good stuff.
And week one.
And that's what counts. But they'll do it for the Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Arena. We're back live Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern for The Wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll be talking Night of Champions. We'll let you know our thoughts on the show. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday nights, it's CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's a WTR, Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday at our normal time when Raw ends to talk all about it. Back on that regular Raw post-show schedule. Normal time, normal day. Thank goodness.
You're back on our regular schedule.
At Wild Talk Radio, it's Facebook.com says Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Twitch Prime. It's not Prime. It's not Prime Gaming. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock or
Min's M Word.
In the Fortnite, I'm sure. We're Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
We'll see you Thursday for the Rock, and right back here every Monday now for the Raw Post Show, live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.